This is Train for Trades Guild Radio with Tom Jinx.
Hi, my name is Julian West, and I'm on week four of my plumbing course.
Hi, Julian.
Hello.
So, Julian, let's start by finding out a bit about you then. What were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
I originally was doing plastering some time ago, but the money wasn't flowing, so I thought I had to get a proper job. So I work in an office at the moment doing hotel marketing for an American company. Been there for about 14 years, and I need a change because I don't want to be there for the rest of my life.
So you're obviously decided to retrain as
yes.
a plumber.
Mm-hmm.
Have you always had that interest in plumbing then?
I'm quite hands-on. I do like all the trade skills, and I mean, I can turn my hands to anything. And I was originally wanting to go for electrician, but I'm too colourblind. So the next one was plumbing, and I've got a few friends that are plumbers, and they said it's a good trade to get into, so I thought I'd give it a go, and I'm really enjoying it. It's great.
You mentioned you've got a few friends that are plumbers. Have you been doing any work with them or anything, or helping them out?
I have been doing little helps, really. Not a lot of sort of going and sort of fetching stuff, go to the van and hold this, take that off and give me a hand with this sort of thing. But it's given me some idea and given me some experience into what I want to get into. So, yeah, it's quite helpful.
So let's talk about your practical training, which you're on now. How are you finding it?
I'm enjoying it. I really, really, the trainers are great. So even if you come across something that you're not too sure of, that they'll give you a hand. And I'm learning all the time when it comes to something that I've never seen before, even though I've done a bit of plumbing work already. It's nice to know, oh, right, next time, that's how it's done. It really does. It's very helpful. I really enjoy it.
Did you find, you mentioned you've done a little bit of plumbing work with your friends and stuff, and you've been doing the odd job. Have you found that has sort of helped you with your practical or vice versa?
It is different working when you're actually working outside to the training centre, because each plumber has their way of doing things differently. So it does help seeing what they do and then seeing what we do here, because you go, oh, well, that's why they do it, but we're trained this way, so that's the way I should do it, you know. So, yeah, it does help me with my practical a bit.
Let's talk about the sort of the other side, the theory part of the course now. How have you found that?
I find it quite straightforward. I seem to be whizzing through the modules quite quickly, and then trying to get to my practical as quickly as possible, because that's the side that I like to be hands-on. But, yeah, it's very informative. It gives you all the details you need.
What are your plans then when you finish your course? You mentioned you work in a hotel at the moment. Are you going to carry that on and do plumbing part-time or go straight into plumbing?
To begin with, it'll probably be plumbing part-time. I want to get with my mates and actually get some experience, because, I mean, even though you've done it all in the workshop and you've done it in the manuals and everything like that, I don't think that you can actually get the full experience you need to go, that's it, I'm going to go and start my own company. Eventually, I will progress to working for myself or working with another plumber to actually move on in the plumbing.
If anyone's listening to this interview and is thinking of retraining, what have you got any sort of advice for them?
I think if they have some sort of aptitude towards the trades, then I feel that doing a plumbing course or electrical course or anything like that is a good way to go. Because apart from, in the end, you're working towards a goal, which is probably working for yourself, and this is the best way to do it.
That's great, Julian. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.